Jake or Jackie?
Mike Knight plays the hits. Broadcasting on 227 meters in the medium wave band, a frequency of 1332 kilohertz. This is Radio Jackie. Thank you very much, Phil Hazelton, for an hour of good music. My name's Michael Knight, and it's my pleasure to take you through until Jimmy King at 2 o'clock. It's my final program for the time being here on the Big J. I've sincerely hoped that you've enjoyed the music I've been playing for you over the last 6 months, and you will stay tuned to Radio Jackie. Tony Bond takes over my spot at 1 o'clock next Sunday with his particular brand in radio entertainment. We're going to start my last program off in style this week with a number 8 sound, one of my favourite records around at the moment. Comes from the Gibson Brothers and K. Serra. This is Jackie on a Sunday. You should go down 2 places to number 8 in the Boss 50 this week for the Gibson Brothers at 3 minutes after 1 o'clock on a rather pleasant Sunday afternoon in December 1979, and it's K. Serra. Welcome along if you just joined us. My name's Michael Knight. On the programme today, local musical entertainment at 1.15, local news at 1.30, the final Michael Knight competition at 1.35, plus local sports and other bits and pieces at 1.45, plus lots more here on Radio Jackie on 227, local radio for South West London. We haven't got a telephone number today because Patrick's still off on his holidays, although I'm assured he will be back with us next week. But you can write into us, and if you'd like a self-stamped addressed envelope, or I should say, if you'd like a car sticker, then you must send us a self-stamped addressed envelope. The address to write to, of course, Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey.
Sutton comes alive this Friday for Radio Jackie's New Year's party. You can boogie the night away with us and see 1980 in style. It's all happening at Sutton Public Hall. There's a licensed bar, fantastic music, and all the DJs will be there. And admission is just £1.50. All the proceeds are to go to the Radio Jackie Christmas Appeal for the Epsom Kidney Fund. So we'll see you there this Friday, the 4th of January. Don't be late, it all starts at 8 at Sutton Public Hall, right behind Alders.
Right on.
Turn on to Radio Jackie.
For Shirley in Ealing, with lots of love from Nick, it must be his theme song, Dean Martin, and a little old wine drinker me.
I'm praying for rain in California, so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting
in a honky in Chicago. With a broken heart and a woman on my mind, I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox. And the music takes me back to Tennessee. And they ask who's the fool in the corner crying. And I say, a little old wine and drink of me. Came here last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago a broken heart is still the same. Man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drink of me.
Oh, Shirley, his theme song from 1967, especially for Shirley, kneeling with lots of love from me, Dean Martin, and a little old wine drinker me. It's 7 minutes after one here on Radio Jackie on 227.
Whatever you do this Christmas, don't drink and drive.
Why aren't you doing the cooking, Granny? Because I'm too busy, Ellie Mae, listening to the Mike Knight Record Show on Radio Jackie, 227 meters medium wave.
Radio Jackie, London. If you'd like to meet the Radio Jackie crew, we booze at a pub called the Railway Tavern, which is in Surbiton near the railway station. They've got a fine selection of real beers there, so we can all get totally sloshed together. Perhaps we can see the new year in together tomorrow. Wouldn't that be fun? On the programme this afternoon, we've got music from Gloria Gaynor, the Nolan Sisters, the Baron Knights, Fiddler's Dram, Cliff Richard, the 3 Degrees, Dr. Hook, M, the Beat, the Inmates. Right now, Sheila B. Devotion, all the way from France, doing well with this one at number 33, and Spacer.
Thank you. Well, a good disco record there from Sheila B. Devotion, although I don't think it's quite as good as Singing in the Rain, her hit from last year. That one's entitled Spacer at 11 minutes after 1 o'clock on the Big J. And if you're interested in learning how to dance, there are several new courses starting at the Bill and Bobby Irvine Studio at 103 High Road, Streatham. They start on the 6th of January. Beginners classes, over 30s classes, Latin American classes, improvers classes, social practice classes, and free disco classes for 6 to 11 year olds, 11 to 16 year olds, and over 16 year olds. Something there for everyone, I should think. For further information, ring the Bill and Bobby Irvine Studio on 769-6536. 769-6536 if you'd like to learn how to dance. This is Jackie, local radio for Southwest London on a Sunday.
Now, I've only going to tell you this just one time. You just listen to my night on Radio Jackie.
Radio Jackie, local radio for Southwest London. Gloria Gaynor, her brand new single from West Side Story, her version of the Stephen Sondheim song, It's Tonight.
Tonight, tonight.
Quite as Stephen Sondheim intended it, but I always like it when they jazz up old 40s, 30s, 40s and 50s songs. Gloria Gaynor there, that was originally used in West Side Story, and it's called Tonight. It's a brand new single, it's going to be a monster hit. If you'd like a Radio Jackie sweatshirt, we've got them available now in three sizes, small, medium and large. They're £4.50, just the thing to keep you warm in the winter months. Send a cheque or postal order for £4.50 to Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey.
Radio Jackie, 1332 kilohertz.
With the time. time at 1:15, a look now at things musical in and around Southwest London over the next few weeks, starting at the Fairfield Halls in Croydon. On Monday night, there's a New Year's Eve Viennese concert with a programme of popular Strauss family music, played by the Johann Strauss Orchestra to welcome in the new year. Following that, from 10 until 2 a.m, there's a New Year's Eve Viennese ball in the Arnhem Gallery. The combined ticket for the two will cost you about £19 if there are any still available, so I should rig them up very rapidly if you're interested. On Wednesday, the 2nd of January, there's a New Year's barn dance with the Blue Mountain Band, and next Saturday you can see Dana with special guest Brothers Lee. On the 10th of January, you can see a solo guitar concert with Gordon Giltrap, and on the 12th of January, Harry Secombe with the Concert of the Royal Artillery. At Battersea Town Hall in Lavender Hill, you can see the Ray Shields Orchestra and singers in concert featuring the magical music of Glenn Miller. That's on the 11th of January. And the following Friday, which is the 18th, you can see the 20th birthday of Battersea Music Hall with Cavan O'Connor, Adelaide Hall, Chubby Oates, and Vincent Rita Starr, plus lots, lots more. So if you like Music Hall, the 20th birthday of Battersea Music Hall at the Battersea Town Hall on the 18th of January. At Wimbledon Theatre on the 20th of January, the local band Merton Parkers. And on Sunday the 27th, there's a grand Spanish fiesta in aid of Putney Animal Hospital. Very worthwhile charity. News now of concerts over the next few days. Tonight at the Lyceum in the Strand, you can see Madness, the VIPs and Bad Manners. And at the Marquee in Wardour Street, it's Long, Tall, Shorty and the Team Beats. Finally, at the Riverside Studio in Hammersmith, Paul Jones and the Blues Band. On Monday, Selecta are at Dingwalls at Camden Lock, and at Jackson's Rock Club in the Archway Road, Soul Yard, together with Brett Marvin and the Thunderbolts. Rocky Sharp and the Replays at the Nashville in Kensington, and Secret Affair are at the Venue in Victoria. Finally, on Tuesday, Long Tall Shorty are at the Rock Garden in Covent Garden, and that rounds up the musical news for this week. One of my favourite groups over the last 2 years comes from Ireland. They're called the Nolan Sisters. Went to see them at Blazers a few months ago, and they really were rather good. It's their latest single. It's sort of bubbling under the Boss 50 at number 73 this week, but it's going to be a monster hit. The Nolan Sisters on Jackie Hyme, In the Mood for Dancing. Sisters there, In the Mood for Dancing. Are you still full of Christmas cheer? I hope you are, because there are 12 days to Christmas, you know, so it's still got a week to run. In the Mood for Dancing. Transport enthusiasts may be very interested to hear that the trolley bus could soon be back on the streets of London. The combat bus, as the trolley may well be called, will be powered through overhead wiring and a battery. London may well need such a bus, say the GLC committee, which is becoming more worried about the cost of fuel. The idea to get London Transport back on the rails by using trolleys is contained in a newly produced report, which has been described as the basis on which London Transport will be planning its future. I remember when the trolleys went out. I was on the last one. It was about 1962, wasn't it? My God, it makes me feel old. Brings back some memories as well. 21 minutes after 1 o'clock here on Radio Jackie, the final Michael Knight programme on 227. Jimmy King coming up at 40 minutes time at 2 o'clock. Local radio for Southwest London, it's Jackie.
Radio Jackie, 1332 kilohertz.
The Baron Knights have been making records like this at least until since 1964. This is their latest one. It's called Food for Thought.
Do you want to dine in style on a riverboat down the Nile? Or do you want to find a steak so white and eat in the countryside?
I went for a picnic on the Lord of the Farm. My mother said, be careful, don't you come to no harm. I thought that I could jump above the fiber gate, but there were six bullets. The little lamb followed me across the moor, but he soon ran away when I yelled, mint sauce. But the ram who chased me, oh, I better go, well, like Sebastian go. But I ran too slow.
We took a walk across the street to find a little place to eat. There were five of us to please, so we ended up in the ocean. Stop, 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 go away, stop, 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 go away.
Come to my left along. Feeling very hungry, you can have a takeaway. If you're in a hurry, an ice cream curry, give a dicky company, try some, buy some mushroom, hurry on, takeaway. Chop suey, takeaway. Chop suey on them, if it's fresh, so it's great, everybody eat it.
Around it, though. Well, I think it's a shame. Oh, they might be trying, you know. Hey, look, they're fine. What's that?
I came across a lovely young empire, I stopped and was there to watch you set me free.
If I jumped into the patch of your lottery, would you take me eventually? Or you can drop me at the end, you can suck down and have it never been done.
Or did you take me to the river when you find out you can't wait?
Cause if you jump into the back of my lorry, you'd be frozen by Watford.
Yeah, you don't go through Watford, do you?
They're mad, aren't they? The Baron Knights there.
Now, as you know,
number 48 this week, food for thought. If you're interested in learning a bit of yoga, the spring term at the Village Hall, Station Road, Cobham, starts on Tuesday the 8th of January. For further information, you can ring Mrs. Rosaline on Oxshott 2542. You're with Michael Knight on Radio Jackie, 25 minutes after 1 o'clock.
At St Hilaire Hospital, they have a large kidney unit, to which many people owe their life. But how would you feel if you or someone else close to you was unable to have the treatment they needed due to lack of resources?
This Christmas, for the first time ever, Radio Jackie has an appeal. We want to raise money for the Epsom Kidney Fund, a registered charity attached to the St Helier Hospital. They need money to buy a valuable kidney machine and associated equipment. Your donation will enable the staff at the unit to further their good work.
Please send your donations to Radio Jackie, West Molesey, in Surrey, and make your cheques or postal orders payable to the Epsom Kidney Fund. That address is Radio Jackie, West Molesey, in Surrey, and make your cheques or postal orders payable to the Epsom Kidney Fund.
Your donation this Christmas will help hundreds of people to enjoy Christmas 1980.
Radio Jackie.
Still one of my favourite records around at the moment. We went up Bangor. It's got to be number one next week, that one. And number four in the Boss 50 this week, here on Radio Jackie on 227. If you'd like to write to us, it's Radio Jackie, West Molesey, in Surrey.
Radio Jackie.
I want you to know I'll have to skip the game on Monday. Had a whole lot of fun, but now the time has come. I need the sweet, sweet touch of a woman's love. Goodbye, Sam. Hello, Samantha. Goodbye, Joe. Good luck and goodbye, pal. over, I'll see what you're missing. Girls are waiting in line, and now has come the time. I'm going out and I'm gonna get me some.
The year was 1970 there, I remember it well. Brings back some good memories of sitting on the beach at Clacton. Goodbye Sam, hello Samantha. But the time is 1:30, it's time for Phil Hazelton and the local news.
This is Phil Hazelton with the news at 1:30. A crashing and banging at the back of their house in Brock's Drive, Cheam, on Tuesday night made Mr. and Mrs. Martin Parry think that Father Christmas had called early and brought the chimney down with him. But they found the wreckage of a car piled up against their house. Driver and passenger climbed out unhurt. The car had careered through the Perry's garden, smashing a new rockery and patio, causing £1,500 worth of damage after the driver lost control in Gander Green Lane, where he hit a lamppost, putting house lights out and knocking down a wall and a fence. A blaze in Mitcham's planned Sainsbury's supermarket could spell danger to nearby homeowners. For according to a safety regulation, if a fire broke out in the shop houses opposite the site, on the junction of St Mark's Road and Upper Green East, would be battered with dangerous heat rays. The problem centres on the size of the half-finished store's windows, and now the building developers are looking for a way round a situation which could force a complete design change. A Surbiton man who committed an act of gross indecency in front of a young girl has been jailed for 18 months. David Bone met the six-year-old in a recreation ground and took her to a cricket pavilion where he committed an indecent act. He later told police he had done it to show her how puppies and kittens are made. This has been Radio Jackie, local news with Phil Hazelton. Next news at 2:30.
You're right on target. With Radio Jackie on 227.
Thank you very much, Phil Hazelton, for the local news. If you'd like to write to us here on Radio Jackie, if you'd like a car sticker, send a self-stamped addressed envelope to Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. It's the 3 degrees.
Thank you.
is the 3 Degrees, My Simple Heart. The cast and staff of the Polka Theatre are inviting deprived children in South London to a special free show of Circus Parade at 6:30 on New Year's Day. They've already contacted various children's homes, youth clubs and hospitals, and social workers have given the names of children they know personally who would never get the chance to see a Christmas show. There are still a few seats left, and anybody who knows of needy children should ring the theatre on
543 0363.
0227. You poor thing, giving me a damn headache.
Right, it's competition time here on the Michael Knight programme on Radio Jackie. This week's competition, for which Tony Bond will give you the results on his programme in 2 weeks' time, as there are a few postal delays over the next few days, is once more concerned with sports personalities. It's the last Michael Knight competition, and therefore it's your very last chance to win 10 singles that I've paid for anyway. Right, I'm going to read out the names of 10 sports personalities, and I want you to tell me from which sport they come from. Which sport are they associated with? All the entries will, as usual, go into the old bucket, and the first card or letter pulled out will win one single for each correct answer, which means you all stand a chance of winning, even if you don't know all the answers. Right, if you've got your pens, papers and pencils ready, here come the 10 names. Emerson Fittipaldi. Number 1, Emerson Fittipaldi. Number 2 is Greg Chappell. Greg Chappell. Number 3, Don Quarry. Don Quarry. Number 4 is Yvonne Corley. Yvonne Corley. Number 5, Steve Ovett. Steve Ovett. Number 6, Malcolm McDonald. Malcolm McDonald. Number 7, Neil Coles. Neil Coles. Number 8 is Mark Phillips. Mark Phillips. Number 9 is Liz Edgar. Liz Edgar. And number 10 is Perry Mons, or Perry Mans. Perry Mons. What sport are they all associated with? I think perhaps a little harder than usual, but surely still worth a try. Send your answers to me, Michael Knight, at Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. And if you didn't get a chance to get all the names down, don't worry, because I'll repeat them all after the next record. Students at evening classes at the Sutton College of Liberal Arts will in future have to pay for their materials. The decision to charge made by Sutton's Education Committee and the Scola Governors comes as a result of local authority financial cuts. Charges will vary from 50p a term for gas used in jewellery to £1 for models in live drawing. I see.
You can talk to me. I read your face. I see misery. Sometimes you lose, but you're gonna win.
What is called Better Love Next Time Baby, new single from Dr. Hook, follow up to When You're In Love With A Beautiful Woman. Wasn't too keen on that one when I first heard it, but it grows on you in time, and I'm sure it'll be another top 20 hit at least for Dr. Hook. Model railway fans want to build their own track in Ravensbury Park, Morden. They planned something like that years ago, I remember that. Plans for the new track have been put before Merton Council, and the group are waiting for a decision. The Merton Society of Model Engineers want to find a permanent site for a railway track so that they can hold fundraising events and give children the chance to enjoy a ride. It'll be built in an enclosed area and there'll be no further buildings needed, and the trains will run during park opening hours. Sounds like an excellent idea. You're listening to Radio Jackie, 19 minutes before 2 o'clock, and Jimmy King here on 227.
Radio Jackie.
It's the new single from M. I rather like this one. It's called Moonlight and Muzak. This is Jackie on a Sunday.
To wine and dine. Things go better with a subtle harmony. It's the intent. hotel fantasy. Are you the girl I wanted to be? Collaborating on the balcony.
Nice, isn't it? Really nice. With 16 minutes before 2 o'clock, it's M there, Moonlight and Muzak. If you're listening on a brand new radio that you just got for Christmas, if you're listening to Radio Jackie for the very first time, welcome along. You've missed 11 years of local music, local entertainment. You've missed 10 years, 11 years of Radio Jackie, bringing good music to Southwest London on a Sunday. Tell all your friends we broadcast from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon every Sunday here on 227. And make 1980 the year that Radio Jackie is finally recognised as a radio force in Southwest London. Make it the year that we get our licence. Help collect signatures for our petition and help make Radio Jackie legal. If you'd like a petition form, send a self-stamped addressed envelope now to Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey.
Once again, I'm going to sell you some Radio Jackie t-shirts. Our new irresistible navy blue t-shirts are printed front and back with station logo, frequency and wavelength. And now they come in four sizes. Small, medium, large, and extra, super, God, blimey, what a big one, massive size. Your t-shirt can be bought by sending us a check or postal order for £2.50. The address, Radio Jackie, West Molesey, in Surrey. And by the way, don't forget to state your size.
A look now at a few other things that may be of interest to you over the next few weeks for the philatelists. Do you know what that means? I bet you don't. It's stamps. There's a stamp fair at the Azella Hall in Croydon Road, Beckenham on the 5th of January. Also on sale will be postcards and playing cards. At Dorking Halls on the 15th of January, there's an organ show featuring Paul Wren, Martin Cleave and Arthur Lord. Doors open at 7.30 and admission is absolutely free of charge. I might make that one myself. At the Europa Gallery at the Sutton Central Library on the 4th of January, there's a 1.5 hour show full of songs, music, puppets and much more. That's for the kids, and it'll cost you 40p to get in. Also on the same day, that's the 4th of January, at 11am at All Saints Hall, Carshalton, and again at 2.30 at the United Reformed Church Hall in Wallington. Uncle John and Reggie the Rabbit provide holiday entertainment for 3 to 10 year olds with an hour of songs, games and fun. Admission again 40p. For the sportsmen, there's wrestling at the Fairfield Halls in Croydon on the 8th of January, and there's also wrestling on the 4th of January at the Baths Hall, Epsom, starting at 8pm. There are three fights featuring the 37-stone monster man giant haystack squashing, battling bridges, no doubt. There's a fight between Crybaby Cooper and champion Steve Gray, and bad boy Bobby Barnes against Banger Welsh. Sounds a bit of fun. A bit of ooing and ahhing and grunting and groaning. Ringside seats, a mere £2. At Wimbledon Stadium, there's a bank holiday greyhound meeting on the 1st of January, featuring the bank holiday variety special, which is a 460-metre open race, the New Year hurdles, which is also 460s, and finally the 868-metre New Year marathon. And that rounds up the sports news on Radio Jackie for this week. One of the most consistently successful groups through the 1970s were without doubt the Electric Light Orchestra. I wonder how they'll progress on into the 1980s. This track comes from their current album Discovery, which is well worth spending a few pennies on if you haven't done so already. The Last Train to London. Side there from the Electric Light Orchestra from Discovery comes with Confusion, and standing at number 15 in the Jackie Boss 50 this week, and it's the Last Train to London. I didn't read out the names of those 10 sportsmen again, did I? Do not worry. Don't worry, your little heads. If you get your pencils and papers handy, I'll repeat them for you after the next record, okay? Sorry. The 1980 Boat Show at Earl's Court starts on the 3rd of January, which is at the end of next week. There's plenty to do there, as well as looking at lovely new boats. You could try sailing? How'd you manage that? Windsurfing? Where's all this wind coming from? Water skiing? You can wander around Dinghy Land and the Marine Artists Exhibition and the colourful harbour. And you can watch Coast Guards and the Royal Navy demonstrate their expertise. There are also competitions with big prizes, so it sounds like a good day out. It's open weekdays from 10 till 8.30 and weekends from 10 till 7. Admission is £1.50 for adults, 70 people for children, except for the first 2 days, that's the 3rd and 4th of January, when you'll have to pay a colossal £3 to get in. A record that was first recorded by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles back in the glorious 60s, covered here by a group called The Beast, and it's The Tears of a Clown. Personally, I think that Smokey Robinson and the Miracles made a better job of that record, but who's to judge? I'm getting on a bit. Well, everybody tells me I am anyway. That's The Beat there on Two Tone Records at 6 minutes before 2 o'clock and Jimmy King, and it's The Tears of a Clown. You're listening to Radio Jackie, local radio for Southwest London on a Sunday. If you just joined us, welcome along. Right, a country classic, especially for Alan Moody, who tells me he likes country music. This is the story of Phantom 309.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on the luck. I got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing and done caught a chill when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on, and I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's your name," and I told him mine. And he said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. And he said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. Why, there ain't a driver or a rig a running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked for the better part of the night.
when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, but this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road. Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig roared out into the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Ooh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, no, this happens every now and then. Why, I have a driver in your nose, Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming through town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. And it could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
It's the saga of Phantom 309, just about rounding off the final Michael Knight program here on Jackie.
Mike Knight plays the hits.
But before I go, as Dave Small didn't find any theatres for you, I've got some news of the local theatres, starting with the Pantos, which still have about 3 weeks to run at most theatres. At Wimbledon, you can see Cilla Black and Don McLean in Aladdin. At the Richmond Theatre, it's Dick Whittington with Dickie Henderson, Arthur Askey, Patrick Cargill and Barbara Windsor. At the Ashcroft in Croydon, you can see John Pertwee, Freddie Davis, Mark Winter, Bob Grant and Nerys Hughes in Jack and the Beanstalk. You can see Sinbad the Sailor, the Thorndike Theatre in Leatherhead, and the Crackerjack team starring Goldilocks and the Three Bears at the Yvonne Arnaud Theatre in Guildford. From the 2nd to the 5th of January, you can also see Aladdin at Lambeth Town Hall in Acre Lane, performed by the Young Vic. Also from the 2nd to the 5th of January, you can see Cinderella, starring Archie Andrews and Peter Brupp at the Battersea Town Hall. This afternoon and tomorrow afternoon at 3:15 p.m. you can see Christmas Cracker, which consists of an hour of entertainment for 5 to 12 year olds with costumes, music and humour. Admission is 55p and it's on at the Battersea Arts Centre in Lavender Hill. Also at Battersea from the 10th of January to the 3rd of February there's a festival of mime featuring the Keiko Fonoko Clown Theatre and the Moving Picture Mime Show. Finally at the Polka Children's Theatre in Wimbledon you can see Circus Parade, which is running until January the 12th, with daily performances at 2 and 6:30. Admission is £1 for children, £2 for adults. Right, I'll quickly run through those sportsmen again, those 10 sportsmen. If you've got your pens and papers handy, it's Emerson Fittipaldi, Greg Chappell, Don Quarry, Yvonne Corley, Steve Ovett, Malcolm McDonald, Neil Coles, Mark Phillips, Liz Edgar and Perry Mons. I've got 30 seconds to go on my last programme. Once again, I hope you've enjoyed the music I've been presenting for you over the last 6 months. No doubt
two,
music.
Two, seven, Radio Jackie.
Jimmy G.
tell you what, if that one goes up the charts and the new chart comes out in the new year, they owe it all to us. We rather played that a lot over the Christmas period. Rose Royce, is it Love You're After, or is it just me? Well, can be arranged, you know. Afternoon, Radio Jackie on a Sunday, here's the move. That's the move, and I'll be over tonight. Hi there, this is James with you till three. Hope you're going to stick around, because otherwise I should be terribly offended. It's 7 minutes past two, and now we're going to boogie a little bit. Get you in the mood for our New Year's party taking place this Friday evening. If you're coming down, you better be coming down. I'll give you the details at the end of this, okay? Positive Force, we got the fun. We'll be right back. bash anyway. Positive Force, we got the funk. And that'll do to tell you about our disco, which is coming up this Friday. I don't hope you're not going to forget all about it. We'll be down in the High Street in Sutton tomorrow, giving out leaflets and thrusting things into your hand to remind you. So if you're in the High Street, come and say hi. It'll be the DJs and people saying, hello, have a leaflet. But the details, here we go, just in case you haven't rammed down your throat already. Just tune in or something now. It happens at Sutton Public Hall, which is just behind Alders in the High Street, okay? This coming Friday night at 8 p.m. if you're coming along, the Radio Jackie New Year's Party. Disco supplied by yours truly, me, and we hope to have Tony Paul with us as well, coming back for a visit. If you want to come along, 8 p.m, it's £1.50 to get in, okay? But that's because all the proceeds from the door are going to the Epsom Kidney Fund, which, as you know, are the people we're having a Christmas appeal for. The Radio Jackie Christmas appeal for the Epsom Kidney Fund, okay? And don't forget, that's this Friday, 8 p.m, a real boogie night, okay? The Radio Jackie New Year's Party, 8 till about 12, license bar, and yours truly, James, on the disco with, hopefully, Tony Paul, cross your fingers. And if you didn't catch all that, don't forget, details, we're giving out leaflets tomorrow sometime in Sutton High Street, so it'll probably be in the afternoon, because we don't get up in the morning, if we can help you. And this is the stuff we're going to be playing. Well, it's enough to turn anybody on. Positive Force, we got the funk. It's just after 12 minutes past 2, and I can't find me. Not, oh, here it is.
Radio Jackie, London.
Statistics. New music, all right? Yeah. And Living by Numbers. We don't have a phone number today because poor old Patrick, he's still on holiday. He was out in Thailand somewhere. digging up the fields, I suppose. digging up the spuds, that's probably it. So what we're going to do, we've got the television competition back. That's after the news at 2:30. So you can have a bash of that, it's going to be a bit easy this week for some of the generous mood. And the postal services is back to normal as ever going to be. Well, let's see if we spread a bit of jollity for the new year, shall we? A bit of Mike Oldfield.